Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am 73. I work 40 hours a week. I take Balance of Nature pretty much religiously. One day, about 2 weeks ago, I cleaned a house that was 3.5 hours, another one that was 2.5 hours, another one that was 3.5 hours, and then I cleaned a commercial building and then cleaned half of another building. I got home at 10 o'clock at night. And who can do that at 73? Balance of Nature actually gives me quite a bit of energy. It's just amazing that fruits and vegetables could actually fix your problems. I don't have to have like coffee and whatever. I just take these and I have the energy.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
I don't care if it takes the entire show today. We will not stop until we figured out all of our gender options. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
A man has ruined a weekend away with his girlfriend by saying what he was thinking. Our reporter Emma Bradford is at the scene.
Martin Bishop and Eleanor Shaw had stopped at a cosy country pub after a romantic walk when Miss Shaw looked up meaningfully at Bishop and asked what he was thinking at that very moment. The weekend was about to go very wrong indeed.
I was hoping he would say, maybe this would be a great place to bring the kids one day. Or even something corny but sweet, like, I have everything I'll ever need right here.
And what did you say, Martin?
I said, pigs are much bigger than you expect. One of them was so big you could ride it.
Oh, one of my favorite liners coming into the show. And let me tell you, if you want a little diversion from oppressive government and what's happening today and the crazy of it, by the way, I have a wonderful guest for you. And of course, Alison Armstrong back on the show. And I love this because, you know, we were in the tanker for a couple of months there trying to figure out what was going to go on with this country. And I am so happy to have you back. I needed an hour like this. And Alison Armstrong is, I call her the guru. She probably hates that. But she is the, well, it's true. It's like you're the amazing relationship expert. And so if you, I know that out there you're single, you're married, you're dating, your group dating, you're never going to get out of your basement, whatever your situation is. Allison is here to help you because relationships affect all of our lives no matter what. And I don't care who you are and what situation you are politically, today you're going to learn something to go home. And she has so much practical advice for you on what you can do even tonight to make your relationship better. And I'm all ears because none of us have perfect relationships and all of us have to try to navigate through this. I remember when I was a kid and I remember watching all the Disney movies and then they kissed and got married, end of story, and they never showed the rest. And now I know why, because marriage is not easy. It's hard, but at the same time, it can be wonderful and amazing. So I'd love to get your take on that because nothing seems to be, you know, government's not easy, politicking isn't easy, relationships aren't easy, but there's still a lot of hope too for what we can do and what we can learn.
Yeah, and that's my thing. When we came into the beginning of this mm-hmm. year, you know, usually in in fitness centers and personal growth, it's new year,
right?
And it, like all this energy, this excitement, energy of the new year, and everything's going to be different. And I didn't have that.
Right?
Like, no, please don't make me do that. Please don't make me do mm-hmm. that. And so we wanted to contribute to really where people are at, because that's always what we want to do. And hope is one of the biggest things that people have been telling me for the last 30 years that they've gotten from me unraveling men and women in relationships for them. And so what So what I want to do with you all today is I want to unravel hope a little bit. If we can understand how hope actually works, because it has such an impact on the quality of our lives, the quality of our thinking, our problem solving, our mood, the way we interact with other people. Hope has, I mean, really, it has everything to do with whether we're wonderful or terrible. So if we can cause ourselves to have hope just by doing tiny things, I'm going to talk about 10 minutes, how 10 minutes can give you hope, right?
You know what? Yeah. I love that.
So we'll talk about that. And then there are things that give us hope in relationships. Like, one of my favorite things is, I was so upset about how my first husband ignored me, right? Mm-hmm. He just ignored me all the time. And so upset about being ignored by men in the workplace, being ignored by men standing in front of me in line or too close and backing me, these beasts, they're always ignoring us. Mm-hmm. And then after I started studying men and I found out about this phenomenon called single focus.
Okay.
Focused, right? Mm-hmm. That testosterone actually causes a state of commitment, and it causes the brain to screen out everything that isn't related to that commitment. We call it hunting mode. So when a man or woman is hunting something, they're going to hunt that thing down. And their brain screens out everything that's relevant to that, including their husband, their wife, their children, traffic, like anything that is deemed irrelevant. And it has women think they're being ignored, and women feel hopeless in their relationships because they can't get their man to pay attention to them. But it's because they don't know how his attention works. And so when we figured it out, this is how it works. And what you do is you ask for a time to talk, and then you give them a basket to put all that information in, and you first tell them what you want them to provide. You start there. We started unraveling all this, and I can go slower and we can talk about it better. Women got hope. And for me, it was, oh my gosh, I've never been ignored by a man. All the hopelessness and hurt that I had for all those years, and what I thought was happening wasn't happening. I was never ignored by a man. And we think men can ignore us because women are really good at ignoring. But we're ignoring someone, meanwhile, we're doing something else. So we can actively ignore someone. Ignoring, I'm ignoring him, while doing something else. If a man was ignoring a woman, he'd have to focus on ignoring her, which not actually ignoring her, is he?
Interesting. So
what if you've never been ignored? What if all the times you thought they ignored what you cared about, they ignored what you were saying, they ignored that you were in the room, they ignored what you needed, ignored what you wanted, ignored what you asked, what if all the times you thought they were ignoring you, they weren't actually?
Boy. That would be a revelation. It certainly would change your perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote an article once, never be ignored by a man again, which then detailed how they had never been ignored in the first place.
Oh my gosh. Right.
Yeah, so little bits of knowledge, understanding, perspective, seeing something differently. When men find out that estrogen causes this state of, I call it diffuse awareness, where the amount of input from an environment is over the top and distracting. She lives in a state of interruption by her own environment and by how sensitive she is to the mental and physical and emotional states of everyone around her. Anything alive she's going to be aware of, and a lot of things that she's not. And so that when he's in the middle of just talking to her and she answers a question or picks up the phone or goes and turns off, what's boiling on the stove, he's thought that she didn't care about him, that the phone was more important than him, than the child's more important than him, that, telling the dog to get off the couch is more important than him. He's thought that. He thought everything she did, she was choosing to do, and her choice was saying, you're not that important.
Yeah.
All this is more important than you. And when men find out there's no choosing involved, She's just, those things are screaming at her and compelling her to act.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't consciously decide, I care more about this than you.
It wasn't a slight against him.
It wasn't
a personal thing, right?
It wasn't. Mm. It's what her environment does to her brain.
Mm-hmm.
And after Greg learned that, the first time it happened to me, and I looked at him to see his irritation, right? Because
mm-hmm.
he'd been irritated for years. And gosh, we've been married 15 years at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And when he saw it happen to me, and he just learned about diffuse awareness, he just smiled at me. He goes, did you have a diffuse, was that a diffuse awareness moment, honey? And he's just smiling at me. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not in trouble. I'm not in trouble. I'm not in trouble for doing what I can't not do. Oh, this could work.
Interesting.
This could work. And hope has everything to do with at what point do we decide that something can work or will work. And so I want to talk about that too.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell? There's just so much to talk about.
No, there is. There is so much to talk about. And I'm telling you, I remember one of the first times I had you, we talked about what you could do, you know, tonight that would change your perspective and change you. And after the show, you know, what could you do with your relationship tonight that would make just the most milestone leap in progress? And you talked about what men could do and then what women could do when they got home.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm happy to give plenty of those.
Yeah.
In this area, there are so many.
Oh,
did you want me to tell them that now?
You've got about two minutes. Do you think, I mean...
A two-minute version?
Yeah, yeah, two-minute version.
Yeah, it builds perfectly on single focus and diffuse awareness. So women get full.
Mm-hmm.
So our perception, it's literally, I mean, we just get so full of everything we thought and seen and felt and perceived during the day. And it leaves us compassionless. It leaves us unable to care, unable to connect, unable to want to be intimate because we're just too full.
Mm-hmm.
And so if a man says to his wife, honey, would you seem really full. Would you like to empty your basket?
Mm-hmm. Would you like to talk?
Tell me everything that's in there and I'll mm-hmm. hold the trash
mm-hmm.
and anything important you can, you know, set aside and tell me later, but you can just get that all out. Just get it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh my gosh, can I really, right? And don't interrupt. Don't try to understand it. You'll be looking for the point. There is no point. She's just vomiting, literally.
Yeah. All the stuff that happened. And
she's
so
just vomiting. And if you can just be like, oh, yeah.
Just listen.
Oh. Anything else? Oh, yeah. So all those sounds that women make,
yeah.
those are really the sounds we want men to make.
Right. Even if it's 30 minutes of unloading, right? The guy's just supposed to sit there, just listen. Just listen. Don't try and solve. Don't try and do anything. Just listen, right?
Yeah, but don't just listen.
Oh.
Men can't just listen. That's
okay.
Emasculating.
Okay.
They can save you from the alien that you're vomiting out.
Okay.
They can get up for that. And then they can be the hero. Okay, I hold the trash.
Mm-hmm.
I make these sounds. I don't have to remember any of this. I just keep encouraging you to get it out, and I get to be the hero.
Mm.
I get to be the hero. I'm going to save you from the alien that is within you,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to get it all out, and then you're going to have room for me.
Okay. What I'm going to do is we're going to stop right here. We're going to go on the backside of the break and talk about more about this, and then what the woman should do when she gets home from work. You know, what can you do to improve your relationship tonight? And then, and so many hopeful things from Allison today. Allison, boy, long time, for years, recurring guest on Dennis Prager. Dennis just loves you, and I can see why, too. You've been on this show for a year. Once a month, Allison comes on. You also have a free seminar coming up that you can sign up for if you go to her site, which we'll give out on the other side of this break. We're going to be cut off right now. But it's a three-part seminar starting this next Thursday. So we'll talk about more about that when we come right back. All right, Allison Armstrong, be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Wouldn't you?
there. Welcome back. I have Allison Armstrong on, which is amazing because Allison's so great. And she's known all over the country, all over the world. And she actually, if you just go to AllisonArmstrong.com, you can sign up for this free three-part. They can jump online and do this seminar with you, correct, Allison?
Yeah, it's a webinar on Zoom.
Awesome. I love this. And I've had, I have people I know that have taken part in these and they are just praising you like no other because the changes you can help make, small changes in relationships, that really, it reminds me of the rock in the shoe. The rock in the shoe is such a tiny little stone, but man, it can be create a havoc on oneself, right?
Oh, can throw everything off.
Yes.
Yeah, and we in relationship, because we have opposing instincts, literally opposing instincts. We set each other off. We bring out the worst in each other all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have lots of rocks in the shoe.
Yeah, it's true.
And certain rocks that just cause a lot of mischief. And and the single focus in Daisy's awareness one is one of them because women do ask men to just listen, and they're not built to do that. They're built to make a difference. And if you tell them, you know, if you just let me get this out of me, that'll make a difference. And for in the other way, one of the reasons that women feel ignored by men, which makes us hopeless, is that because we don't understand the way their brains work biologically, and we think they're ignoring them, and especially, for example, when they get home from work, or if people are still working at home, which many are, coming home from work may mean opening the door and coming out, right, into the family space, but they still probably haven't arrived yet. They haven't transitioned, because for a single focus mind, it literally takes a time space and a mental space and often an emotional space to shift from one thing that they're focused on to either the next thing they're going to be focused on, or shift from being focused to now being open, which men can also do. And that's really when we fall in love with them, is when they're in a state of openness, a state of not committed. Mm. And that takes the most transition time to get to. But what happens is, whether he walks in the door from a commute or he walks into the family space from an office, we tend to hit them immediately, and either to try to connect with them or to, we need help with something, and we just come right at them, and they don't have transition time. And so their body's there, but they're mentally, emotionally, spiritually, they're not there yet. And we're already asking something of them that they can't give. And that's one of the things that really is upsetting to men, because they're actually very caring, very considerate. They want to give, incredibly dedicated human beings. Mm-hmm. But we ask them for something at the time they can't give it. And
yeah, that's important. I mean, they've got to have some...
Yeah, this may sound like a sidebar, but, you know, I study horsemanship, natural horsemanship. Mm-hmm. And one of the most important things I learned was to ask my horse to turn at the moment when she could turn anywhere in like 270 degrees. She could go in any direction for me if I asked at that moment. Mm-hmm. And if I ask at any other moment, she appears stubborn. Mm-hmm. She appears resistant. She appears slow and stupid. Same thing happens to men. We don't understand the timing that's necessary. Just a little bit of timing. So much hope just by shift the timing.
Okay.
Like, he comes out of his office or he arrives at home. Hi, honey. Let me know when you're ready for human contact. I'm in the kitchen. And then just...
I love it.
So you've greeted him. You've honored him.
Uh-huh.
And then fade away and
give
let him
some
come
man
find
cave.
You. And it usually takes most men about a half an hour to transition.
I like that, man cave time, and women are like, take the kids, I hate them, the business of the day. I mean, and the guy's going, can I just have literally 20 minutes alone by myself, sitting in my chair, staring at the TV, right? Just whatever.
Yeah, they need to do nothing.
Okay.
They need to do nothing. Well, usually what they do, and I always think of hunters, right? They take off they set down their implements, right, with their spears and their bows and arrows, and then they take off their bloody clothes, and then they need what a one man called it a data feed. that he needs to pay attention. He said, I need to pay attention to something that requires nothing of me.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I have a friend who always watches Shark Tank when he's mm-hmm. done working, and he's this mega chairman of this mega, you know, billions of dollars company.
Right.
What does he do when he's done working? He turns on Shark Tank and, like, laughs, and he doesn't have to do anything about those businesses, right?
So true.
And so they need that transition, and this is one of those things where, like, 30 minutes, mm-hmm. literally 30 minutes can change everything, like from a husband you disconnect from to one who comes to you with those soft eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hi, honey, how was your day?
Right, right.
And cares. He's now available to care, which he already did, but it was bad timing.
Timing. So, it was timing.
So a lot of hope comes from just changing our timing.
Okay.
You end up with a lot of hope, like, oh my gosh, this could really work.
No, that's so true. So men, when they get home, I mean, if the woman's home first, let the guy have 30 minutes. Just don't bug him for like 30 minutes. Greet him, be nice, you know, hey, you know, but just leave him for 30 minutes to just deal with life on his own and get out of the work mode and shift to the family. And it takes just a little bit of time to do that. And men should say to that woman, how is your day? You know, and let them just unload, right? And just keep talking.
I don't know if I say, how is your day? Like, honey, anything you need to just get out of you.
Okay.
Anything you want to
even better.
The trash, anything you want to barf in the trash. Oh, God, yes. Or no, but I want to tell you what I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Because
and that's really what we want to get to. If we can get the alien out of her,
okay.
and she talks about what she's excited about, men actually have a surge. They have a surge of testosterone, which gives them a sense of well-being.
Hmm.
So when a woman is talking about what she's passionate about, men can listen for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
especially if they're not going to be tested on it. And
it's important.
And so this is another trick. This is another trick. Every woman has favorite questions.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you is not a good one.
Right, that's true. You're right. You're right.
Or,
more specific.
Or one man would always say, "What did you accomplish today?" And she felt like she was supposed to have accomplished a bunch of stuff, and she felt bad.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask, like someone who loves to learn, "Did you learn anything interesting today?"
Right.
Oh, yes! Right? And then you get the voice and the passion and all this life force flowing towards you, and it recharges men's batteries. But we have to have the question that accesses the passion,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
And even just what anything you're excited about. Well, actually, I had this idea, and then listen to that idea, not like you're the
mm-hmm.
finance committee in the Senate,
sure.
right?
Sure.
Listen to the idea, like this is a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
She just gave birth to a little baby. We have no idea what it is.
Right.
Oh, tell me about your idea.
Right.
Oh, that's a very interesting idea. What do you like about that? Oh, what excites you about that? Oh, well,
okay.
Thank you for telling me.
Hmm.
Boom.
Yeah. I mean, you could literally transform a relationship, right?
Foreplay. This is foreplay.
Ah, foreplay. I got it. Okay. So this...
Everything I'm telling you actually
is foreplay. Yeah. That's...
Yeah, because nothing gives you hope.
Right. That's so true. That is so, you know, I feel like
getting to connect like that.
When we opened up the show, you know, I was talking about the fact that we're all told, you know, it's happily ever after. You get married and everything's going to be just jiffy, right? And everybody knows by now that's been married, that's not the case. It's hard. Just like politics is hard, preserving liberty is hard. All these things are hard, but we got used to them being easy, right? And so,
yeah.
Do you get a lot of people that just don't want to put in any work at all, but they just want everything to be, they want the relationship to be perfect, but it's really hard, I think, for people to say, well, this isn't going to be easy, and so I'm going to work at this all the time, and I'm going to constantly learn and try to do that. But have you noticed any significant changes in the last several decades of people just giving up too easily too soon?
Well, yes, but
mm-hmm.
but in some ways for a good reason. So let me back into that.
Okay.
It's a human characteristic, men and women both have it, that we believe in the one.
Mm-hmm.
And that if we just find the one, then everything will go happily ever after. So if I find the one right business to start, if I give birth to the one, I want a baby, right? If I meet a wonderful man or a wonderful woman, then we'll have a wonderful relationship. No, it doesn't work like that. If I find the advertising agency, if I get, if I get a book agent, right?
Right.
Oh, and if I just get the right agent, if I just write, you know, this the one book, the best-selling book, if I get a radio show, the one, right? Then I'll live happily ever after.
Sure.
So we have this belief in the one, and that's all we have to do is find the one, and then we will live happily ever after. And often we know the one because it, you know, it was love at first sight, of course.
Sure.
Which has us in a bunch of chemical romances that are never going to turn out. Talk about bringing out the worst in us. So we believe in the one in all kinds of contexts. If I just move into the one house, I'm going to be happy. The one city, the one country, buy the one car. I mean, it's just, it goes on and on.
Right.
And to your question about give up too easily, economics. Yeah, it's
interesting.
Depending on the state, like California, 2/3 of divorces in California are generated by women. And it wasn't that we were so committed to the quality of our relationship. It was that we were stuck in an economic dependency, whether it was a dependency to survive, to have food on the table, or it was a dependency to have the highfalutin lifestyle we wanted, right? There was an economic dependency that had people in what I wouldn't even actually consider a marriage.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a real union. It's not taking seriously that to be a husband and wife means to be committed to taking care of the other person.
Right?
Commitment means to entrust into the care of another. And so men who are hesitant to get married, they're like, I can barely take care of myself. I have no business taking care of another woman. But I've met very few wives who thought when they were getting married, what they were committing to was taking care of that man. They didn't think of it that way. So a lot of so-called weddings don't result in very few. They don't result in very many marriages. And because that's a process of turning towards each other, right? Of picking union, right? This like, well, we just grew apart. No, people don't just grow apart. People choose a direction away from the other person.
Oh, okay. We're going to stop right there. We're going to come right back. And more with Alison Armstrong. Go to alisonarmstrong.com. Sign up for that webinar next Thursday. Sign up now. 3 parts. You're going to love it. It's going to do a lot for your relationship. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Would you like?
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through. Fate will twist of both of you. So come on, baby. Come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who.
Oh my gosh, this is like 80s flashback, is it not, Allison? I love it. Welcome back, big hair and all. I love these songs. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. You know that I studied supplements before I ever decided to take one. And the reason I'm sharing it with you is because it really is the best of the best. It had everything in it, all kinds of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. They pack everything into it and they use the freshest, most amazing fruits and vegetables. And they also have even third parties that come in and check those fruits and vegetables and no pesticides or anything. And then what they do is they take the air and water out and they dehydrate those into capsule form. And you take 3 veggies and 3 fruits every day. It's 31 fruits and vegetables a day. Now, you've got to do right by your body. It is one thing you can control in your life is your health to a certain extent. So make sure that you are doing what you can. Go to balanceofnature.com. It's going to ask you for a code. Put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and you'll get 35% off and free shipping. I love this company. I love these people. And I love the doctor that invented Balance of Nature. He really is interested in your health. You also get a free health coach with it, too. And a drink, a fiber drink that's amazing that goes with it that tastes like apples. It's awesome. Now I've got Alison Armstrong on, and we're gonna talk about some things also, you know, as we have been in this hour, about how to help your relationship today, how to kind of get you on the same page and strengthen that relationship. But I wanted to mention her free. It's a free one. Take advantage of this free webinar. It starts this next Thursday, right? Coming up.
It does. Okay. Yeah. We do it three weeks? It's about every 10 days.
Okay.
But it's recorded. If they can't make it live, if they registered, they'll get access to the recording.
Okay.
And yeah, it's free.
I love this.
And it's on Zoom, so they'll see my funny face.
I love this. Are you kidding? You're gorgeous. And then AllisonArmstrong.com. And, you know, if you haven't picked up the Queen's Code, Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women, one of the reasons I wanted to have her on the show was when I heard a recording of her talking about the Queen's Code. And she just makes sense. She really resonates with people all over this country because they're really wanting to get some help in their relationships. Right now, we're at a critical time in our country, which kind of translates to a lot of frustration and a lot of people that are having a tough time. And I do think, and I'm probably guilty of this too, I'm sure my husband would say, we take it out on each other, right? And it's tough. And we have to realize that they're our biggest ally and that we have to improve that relationship, that core relationship, because all of us can be guilty of sort of sabotaging our relationships. And Allison's here talking about hope and how to get that hope back into your relationship and how to connect again. And I love this because you're giving us tools. When we get home tonight, women, give men 30 minutes. Give them 30 minutes without bugging them. And women, and then men, you know, when you're done with your man cave time, come out and just ask your women about the day. Ask them, and they can start to talk, and just let them talk. And these are just a couple of things that can help us, because that can do wonders. I've seen that happen in my own relationship. That does wonders for people. I love it. What else can we do?
Well, you're talking about things not being easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that can make us hopeless, especially in our relationships, is when what we're putting effort into doesn't work.
Mm.
And we keep putting more effort into it, and it keeps not working. But we think it really should work, and so we effort some more. And then we think there's something wrong with me, that it's not working. And basically, you know, I'm an engineer, and I've been reverse engineering this for 30 years. And so, for example, a fundamental way of thinking and relating that women has is has to do with feelings. And we're just sure that if you feel the right way about me, then you will treat me the right way. So if you love me enough, you'll be loving to me in all the ways that I need.
But sadly, when we get married, you don't walk in with that list. You're not telling them any of this. You're just thinking this, right?
That's a little harder. But that's the thing, is we think they know the right thing
to do.
That's
right. Yeah. Like, read my mind.
And if they, exactly. But we think they know the right thing to do. And if they just felt right, like loved us enough or respected us enough, then they would do the things that we think they already know to do. It doesn't occur to us that just consider the possibility they already love us enough.
Ooh.
They already respect us. They're in awe of us. The things that we can handle, how strong we are, how resilient we are. I mean, we're amazing, and they know that. And the only time they denigrate us is when they feel like we've denigrated them, you know, or somebody really did a number on them that took care of everybody. All women are seen that way, right? That's where misogyny comes from. But it's as if we're paying attention to the same thing. So we keep trying to figure out, how do I get him to love me more? Or how do I get him to respect me more? And so we're trying to change ourselves to change the way he feels, to change his behavior towards us. And we don't know that there are words, and this is what the Queen's Code's about, as you know, there are words that literally are keyed into their mind, their sense of self, their reasons for being, what it means to be a man, and how they relate to us. And so if instead of having a criticism, you know, why haven't you blank yet, right? Or, like, I mean, you asked about my relationship, right? I have a boyfriend. And 5 times I've been ready to break it off with him. 5 times in 3 months. I'm like, I use my own test. I'd rather be alone than be with someone who's doing this, right? And instead of attacking him, like, why did you do that? Why did you do that? Why didn't you do that, right? Which is normal. Instead, I go to him and I say, I need your help. There's something that I need, and it isn't happening, and I am hurt because of it, or I feel disrespected because of it. Every time, because I start with, I need your help. Can you help me? He's like, okay, so what has to happen? How do we do that? Okay, yeah, I can do that. I'm on it. You got it. We got a deal. And it's,
I love it.
And then, right, so I go from hopeless, I'm not going to be with this man happily ever after because he isn't giving me what I need. Or, I'm hopeless because there's something he seems to need that I don't think I can give him, which means I can't keep him if I can't give him what he needs, and I can't keep him if he can't give me what I need, because then he'll never win and that'll never work. And then I stop and, could you help me with something? I need to tell you something, and I'm hoping you can help me.
Right.
Every time, or I'll start with, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. And he told me from the very beginning that made all the difference. When you said you didn't do anything wrong, you're not in trouble.
Okay.
I just need your help. And just that attitude, instead of acting like they're misbehaving, like men are misbehaving all the time and women are misbehaving all the time. What if no one's misbehaving? What if we're doing the best we can? What if we have completely different ways of thinking and perceiving and processing information, and we need to keep reaching towards the other person? And, I mean, this is a big source of the problems right now, is we think what we need is agreement. We think it'll all turn out if we can just agree. No.
Yeah.
No, if we understand what's important to the other person, that is the basis of their opinion, and we know they understand that what's important to me is different, and we're both honoring, I understand what's important to you, and I respect that. And I understand what's important to you, and I respect that. Okay. So agreeing and disagreeing doesn't matter.
That's such a great tip.
As long as we understand and respect the other person. That's what has you feel close. Agreeing doesn't actually have people feel close. Being understood, being seen, being respected for how you are, that's what has you feel close.
That's such a great point. Boy, I hope that drives home for a lot of people right now.
Yeah, and so another practical thing to do, okay?
Okay.
Normally what happens when somebody's talking, especially about something touchy, like, say, politics or COVID-19 or, you know, whatever, right? Masks, no masks. Instead of listening, do I agree? Do I agree? Do I agree? Which basically means if you have the question, do I agree? Do I agree? Do I agree? You're really paying more attention to yourself.
So true.
Than the other person, right? If instead you just shift to listening for, is what we call it, listening to learn. What matters to him? What matters to her? What does she really care about? He cares about, right? Like Greg and I often disagreed on politics, and we hardly ever talked about politics because to me there wasn't any point.
Right.
But when he'd start talking, I would listen for what mattered to him. And when I listened to what mattered to him, I fell in love with him every time. Like we don't trust the same sources of information, but what matters to this man, I love, and I need it to matter to him. He just always had his eye on, can he provide for his family?
Right.
But can how can I provide for my family? How will I continue to be able to provide for my family? And he was driven by that.
And we need to honor that. We need to honor that, because a lot of, you know, all of our movies are such feminist movies, all the storylines, everything is trying to squash that. And that is really vital. And something about men that I absolutely adore is their commitment to support their families, the good men, right? The good men out there that's what they're thinking about. This is such a simple thing, and that they just want to make sure that they protect and help their families. That's huge. It's a big deal.
It is huge. And can I say something about the good men?
Mm-hmm.
Most men are good. Almost all men are good.
Mm-hmm.
And there are men who, what they care about is providing for their family. And what they conclude is, my family's better off without me.
Ooh.
Yeah, they conclude that. I'm dragging them down.
Jeez.
I'm not contributing enough. They'll be better off without me as a mouth to feed. They'll be better off without me and my temper.
Yikes.
They'll be better off without me and my drinking problem. They'll be better off without me and my gambling. All the risk-taking and mm-hmm. self-destruction that's part of, I'm convinced, is part of being male.
Mm-hmm.
I've yet to meet a man who wasn't self-destructive, and I think it's in the DNA. So they really do. Like, men stay away from their families to provide for their families.
Hmm.
And usually because of some shame. They're deeply ashamed for having made a mistake, blown their temper, mm-hmm. been mean, mm-hmm. been inconsiderate. Listen to how many songs that men write are about, I'm so sorry I didn't treat you right.
Right, right. Right.
You know, and it's
good point.
So I just wanted to say that because there's an assumption that a good man is going to provide in a particular way.
Or 24/7 be a good man. But I know for us women, we're not 24% of the time, 100% of the time, good women. So we have a lot of issues.
The way we like to say is, we're all good women doing the best we can with what
right.
we're given.
Right.
And maybe what we were given was just a load of beans about who men are.
Yeah.
So
that's a good point.
So yeah, that's why, like, little shifts in understanding, little connections, like men get hope from listening to me. Like,
mm-hmm.
oh my God, she gets what it means to be a man. And when they read the Queen's Code, they're like, oh my gosh, she gets it.
Right.
This is why I do what I do, and she gets it. And they have a little bit more hope that this could turn out. And
so true.
And so new knowledge can give us hope, a new skill, just trying something. Just somebody, I used to do this thing, Greg and I would get really mad at each other. I'd be so mad at him. I couldn't even look at him. I was so mad at him,
mm-hmm.
right? And just fuming. And I would stop myself and go, just do it, Allison, just do it. And I would turn on purpose. I would turn and I'd look at him. And he would look back at me.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed everything,
mm-hmm.
right? Or even like when you're just like, oh, how are we ever going to get through this?
Right.
Just like put out your hand like for the other person to put their hand in it.
Right. Right.
And just like
right.
that little bit of courage, that little bit of generosity, that little bit of faith,
mm-hmm.
right? Just that little bit of faith, if we put ourselves in this together, we'll get through it.
So true. I know we only have 30 seconds left, but I'm telling you, these are such vital points, and there's so much more in her webinar. Sign up, go to AllisonArmstrong.com for her free, I love that, webinar. And it's a three-parter, and these are the kinds of things, because men, I specifically have written me about you and said, she gets us. And I think the men are like, hey, Allison, can you just tell my wife what we're like? Can you just explain to them, please?
Worldwide, understanding
men. So I think that's vital.
I had a whole list, Kate, of things to talk about, and we didn't do hardly any of them. So they're all in the free webinar. You got to come.
You know what? It's so true. And I feel so bad sometimes because I completely will go in so many directions on Allison. Poor Allison. But I love Allison Armstrong. And she's vital, because our relationships are everything. At the end of the day, what do you care about? Your relationships. That's what you take with you, too. So I really appreciate you, Allison. Thank you. AllisonArmstrong.com. It's with one L, but even if you spell it with two, you'll go to the same place. AllisonArmstrong.com. Be faithful. Be fearless. We'll see you back here on Monday, fighting the good fight. We can do this, people. And things aren't easy, but that's okay. We just need to get a little kick in the butt and work a little harder. Thank you so much, Allison. Appreciate you. All right, everybody. See you on the weekend. KateDallyRadio.com.